Beginnt der Grand Daf, Masechet des Gittin, Daf Zayin, beginnt am Alp, beginnt des Mata, beginnt des Gemara, hasht dem Nechshol, Zvigge, Mechulu. Is that really possible that the Adam Gadla was Nechshol in Ibn Machayim? But even animals of the righteous, as the Gemara brings in Chulu, and Daf Heim and Beis, don't stand, well, how could you say that regarding the righteous? Rather, they attempted to. Now, Amir Bintam says, Lei Padach, Elgab Midachili. The whole Gemara's question is only because it's regarding things of eating. The Gnaihu Litzadik, it's disgraceful for the righteous, Eichel Deva Issa, that he should be eating something that's prohibited. And never the Gemara doesn't ask this question. Gabi Rishmal, the Gemara quotes regarding Rishmal Shakar Abihito that he was reading on Shabbos and he tilted the lamp. The parak come to Shabbos Abiyud Beis and Beis. The Gemara doesn't ask how could it be he could do an iser because yeah it could happen. Well, it's just regarding food items he wouldn't be nechshol. And Gabi Huda Ben Tabi also shared Gedzamim that he also erroneously killed what he thought to be Eidzamim Chagigid after Zamim Beis and also Behida Parak Beis Exubisav Chavchasim Beis the Hello Ever the Kunon Pib that based on what he had said they ended up making an effort to be a kind based on his words that we didn't ask these questions because again of course the Tzadik could be Nechshol. Now Lagarsla Rabbeinu Tam Rabbeinu Tam did not have the Girsa over there meaning is regarding this last one of the Kohuna. Avishesh Machilis is a truma lisha levanav she nasum betruma. What do you mean? If they're going to make think that there's a coin, they're going to only truma because of him. But that's not a problem. We come up from Kimish Chacham Atzma. Ein Nechshol Machilis says since no Chacham himself is being Nechshol eating of Isser, and Svar Lahakshes. Therefore, there is no logic to ask and say, oh, how could the Chacham himself? Yeah, he made the problem of someone eating, but not the Chacham himself. Therefore, there was no question. The Rebbe Abba, the Ishtali, that he made a mistake between Kohen Abdullah, yet before Abdullah himself of Nafkav Vav and Beis, Avag of the Mahasim, although the Gemara says within Nafkav Vav and after Misas of Asker, it's a terrible death, a strangulation from someone eats before Abdullah, and also Beresh Hashanah on Nafkav Vav and after the Gemara brings up, he was saying, Basim Tavshil Bavloi, but Tzemir Abdi Marab, he's saying, when you, it's Yom Kippur, he's claiming they made a mistake with the dates, and they were eating food in Bavel. So the question is, I thought that Tzadikim are not Nechshol in eating. So it says, "Indav maguna kol kach." It's not so disgraceful. Achila shel hetera b'shas iser. There, what was being eaten was permitted. Just it was a time that's forbidden before Abdullah Yom Kippur. That's not considered not being nechshol. It's only when they think itself like shtek chazer, like ed menachai. That's where you say that a tzaddik would not be nechshol in eating something forbidden. Next, this masla b'ingla zigmara bo yapilim chalolim. That be quite Hashem, and Hashem will make the corpses fall in front of you. Which Tais brings that actually the peg basta zvachem last peg and zvachem the kofter zvav mabeis darshina the gemara darshins that actually the word daim ben achar it expounded in a different way. But begidim Aaron where Aaron was silent that tells you afik b'sheba l'chachalolim that even though Hashem makes people of your relatives to die after them you should be silent. So a different type of a twist to this being silent when people dying, either like our gemara says silent and they'll die or even when they die you should be silent. Next test master begins with the next words of the Gemara that, yeah, be quiet, Hashem will cause them to die. Hashkim her balein, get up early and stay late at night in the shul, and daven to Hashem, and Hashem will cause them to have a punishment. Which dagash daim expounds the word daim. How do you see from here up early and late at night? Because the word daim is combined with dumechama. As the Gemara Shabbos of Kofchat Chesim Abbe says, it's the glimmerings of the sun when it's just rising, when it's setting. So you're always there in the shul early and late. And then Hashem will listen to you. But the problem today says, "Avgav d'am mabav b'kam alodig." Mar says, "Mabav kandav tzadik tzadik gimel amrav." Hamaisedin l'shemayim. Someone actually gives over his judgment to Hashem. He's complaining about someone else. Who nesh tchili actually gets punished first? How can you say you should daven to Hashem to punish that person? Yeah, but says Tosaf Amar. But the Gemara says over the Hanamili, when we say this, only this leidin ba'ara. If you have an alternative here on earth, then you're going to Hashem. But if you don't, like over here, so then yeah, you could turn to Hashem. Or you know, another approach is actually. In our Gemara, it doesn't mean to daven. It means hashkam alim lebeis hamedrash kamar. It means actually get up early to the beis medrash and lasik b'tor to learn Torah, but you're not turning to Hashem to punish him. Then Hashem will yapil l'chalol, Hashem will make them fall in front of you, and you're not what's called being meisa dina l'shamayim. Next test master begins with the Gemara, zimra menon the aser. The question I was asked was, how do we know that song after the churban is forbidden? Which Pesach Drash explains, l'shirah b'beis hamashtois, to sing in the taverns, by the parties. Chemashma, so the sounds like when the Kamar, from the fact that it says that the Gemara questions, Velishlechle Mahacha, why didn't you sing from over here, Bashil, Ishtoyayin, that in song they shouldn't sing wine, by song they shouldn't drink wine. So you see that we're talking about by the places where they're drinking wine, by the bars, that's what we're talking about this problem about song. Now, so it says the Perek Bas de Seita, the last Perek of Seita from Chesed Ben Avtnan, the Mishnah teaches Mishabatla Sanhedrin, when the Sanhedrin ceased to function, Batal Shir Bebeis HaMishtois, they stopped the singing in the Beis HaMishtois, in the place where they drink wine. Shemak says, the Batal Mishili Yish Liyayin, that in song they don't drink wine. Now, it says Taisis, V'ro Lahachmer, it's appropriate to be stringent B'Kayetzi in similar types of situations, meaning not only in the bar. As our Gemara says over here and over there, Ahubi Yerushalmi, we find the Yerushalmi that have a koyim b'doymech b'zimra, that you get up and you go to sleep with song. So he was giving him teichacha. Shemesani b'yaisu, because it's an extra level of delight, and therefore it's not appropriate, even though it's not b'beis hamishtois. Now, but says teich v'shishal mitzvah, but a song of mitzvah is shari is permitted to give b'shas chupa, for example, at a wedding canopy. They do it to rejoice the chas and the kala, the bride and the groom. That is permitted still to do. Next says master begins the gemara toras chasan, the crowns of the grooms which they were gazer on after the pomos of aspasionis. So Tosfos says Pishpa Kunchi Rashi explains a torah mamish. It's literally a crown that they would wear on the by the chasan. So it says Ve'inir, it doesn't seem to be correct. Because the Amar Lo Bepeg Beis Deseita, on this teaching, it's brought in the second Perek Haseita from the Testament Beis, that Leishon, we didn't learn this halacha, that is forbidden, Elishavarit Bishal Hadas, only if it's made out of roses or myrtles, of Shalkon, of Shalchelis, but if it's made out of some rush or some reeds, then it's what is permitted. Says Taisis Ve'in Derech Lasat Tom Shalkonim, no one makes a crown out of reeds. Ella rather, says Taisis, Atares Shaisim can't keep. We're talking about crowns that are made like a canopy, like a covering. Or Bereish Kolam to come, and this is what we say in the head of every single person. Lav Davka Bereish Mamash doesn't literally mean on the head. Elamal Mersh means on top of the head. Now, Mesechtas Midas, at the end of the third paragraph of the Mavom and Avdit, now we learn the Mishnah, Atares Shabachaloinus, by the crowns in the windows, Pirshu Namai Goinim. The Goinim also will explain over there, Ke'in Kipais Mushavis, that is like these like golden canopies, Shaisim Bachaloinus, that make in the windows. And so it says, well, Ahabi Kalila Dahaba. And it's not this golden crown, kahid debah, like the Gemara brings the Shabbos up in the Testament Beis. The comment that the Gemara says over there, nafik kama klil ben adoy, that there were many klilis that came out of adoy, and it's something else. It's a canopy. Now it says Tosfos v'davka lechasan masru. Now specifically for grooms that they said forbidden. Dumi da'atav, it's kind of similar like the crowns of the groom of the brides. The Mefarshim say the Gemara explains the same in Testament Beis. The Hir Shel Zav, which is this crown that's like a city of gold. Now. Over there in the Fnanzayim and Alpha Amas says, like, Tetzi Isha V'Yishal Zav. A woman should not go out with a city of gold. And that's on Shabbos. Achlav, the inference is, the Bechol Shari, that in the weekday a woman is allowed to. So, but I thought they made a gzir on it. Ella rather says, Tetzi is obviously that Davke Chasav Mekala Sasru. It's only by bribes and grooms they made it forbidden. Mishum Samchi Yisrael, because they're the extra level of a joy, like the Gemara says, within Babasam Samach Mebez, Ze'if and Miklush, but this is the ashes that you put on the head of the groom. Why regular people don't have to wear ashes? Because since there's so much simcha, we have to bring in more avelis, and they're not allowed to wear the crowns. But regular people actually could. Next test master beginning with the gemara, it's much, it's never British kohen gadol. When the hat is on the head of the kohen gadol, that's when you have the crown on every single person. But when the churban based mikdash, then we don't wear the crowns anymore, because the text explains how do we know that the word mitznefes means the kohen gadol? Because the oisur kohen head, you couldn't make bas. The hat that the regular kohen would wear was called a makbas, because it says, you should make for them the belts and the hats. Now, Mefarshi Rav Adar explains, Mishum de la kohen head, because the regular kohen, it didn't have this plate that he wear on his forehead. So, it was very big, and therefore, kohen makbas, which is like is a term of gavoya. Avashal kohen gadol, but from the high priest, it was small, but kohen mitznefes, if it's called this term of mitznefes. But Mio Amri, the read does point out the Ashkam Lashon Gemara. We do find the wording of the Gemara, the Kohen Mitznefes Lashal Hedyon. We actually do use the word Mitznefes even for that of a Kohen Hedyon. We find this Perek Birushayin, the Biyuma, Dav Chafem and Alf. Daman the Gemara says, Nikum Mitznefes Shal Echman. They would take the hat of one of them, and that was referring to the regular Kohen of it. Now, V'Lahay Yeshavis, now even though they're equal, Nakar Hachabir Kohen Gadol, the Gemara darshens it on the head of the Kohen Gadol. The reason Levishayin Asir Lachasanim, because it's only forbidden for grooms to come, like we just explained before, which is Kain Kain Gadol, which is similar to the Kain Gadol, Rish Vasar B'Yisov, which he is also a head and a leader in the Jewish people. Never makes more sense to compare it to the Kain Gadol versus a Kain Hedyon.